Listen to what Jesus said. You should be at, if you hadn't found Hebrews 12:2 yet, it says, ain't no hope for you. Have you found it? Now listen what it, listen what it says. Let's examine this now. Looking unto who?
Jesus.
Who are we looking unto?
Jesus.
Are we looking unto a church? A preacher? Somebody say they're apostle? Bishop? A senator? The president? The prime minister? Looking unto who?
Jesus.
Why are we looking unto Jesus? Why are we looking unto Jesus? Because he is who? The author and the finisher of our faith. So the Holy Spirit knows Jesus because he was sent. Jesus said, I'm going to send him and he's going to tell you everything about me. He's going to show you things to come. Didn't he say it? He going to teach you what is right. He going to bring things to your remembrance. He going to testify me. He going to guide you in the truth. And he going to show you things to come. Now, Jesus just told you. He just told you. So it's no use to asking Tom over here. And my daddy had a famous saying, Tom, Dick, and Harry. I don't know if I want to meet up with those fellas. But anyway. You need to go to the one that is the author. You got this Jaguar or you got this Lamborghini. You're going to take it over to the Volkswagen company. People that made Volkswagen. Said, something wrong with this and I don't know how to get it to work. Well, they look at it, they used to do it, but I think they about tried to cut them out. Used to call them shade tree mechanics. And, you know, if anything go wrong, we had some baling wire, we'll wire them up. But you wouldn't dare take your 19, I said 19, I'm still in the Bible, I better get on up to speed. 2017. Lamborghini over to a person that's make Volkswagen. You wouldn't dare do it, would you? When we understand who to go to and then learn how to listen to him when he talked to you. You know the biggest problem with us? Can I tell you? Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. the biggest problem with us, we don't have enough time. We don't want to wait on him and hear from him. We lived over in this realm of the natural so long till we hadn't realized it takes a while for us, it's not him, it's us, to get all this stuff shut down. So we can hear from him. And sometimes it takes a while to get that mind. You ever go in prayer and your mind going 93 miles an hour. And you finally get it closed down in that direction. And boom, well, gone that direction. You have to wrestle with this guy and get him shut down. Let's look at this again. He said, looking unto Jesus. The author, who is who? He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the author. You can say he's the author. He is the developer and he is the finisher. And that's the faith God gave you. Watch it now. That's the faith God gave you. Then when you got born again, you have a heart to believe that. That's the faith God gave you. God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. What faith? The one that Jesus brought forth. Jesus proved that this faith will let you go to hell. He went to hell. and stayed dead for 3 days. In the midst of death, he was raised again to life, made righteous right there in hell, and raised him from hell to the lowest and seated him at the highest. You can't get no higher sitting at the right hand of God, can you? He proved this faith to work. There ain't nothing Satan couldn't stop him nowhere. He couldn't stop him from being raised from the dead. He couldn't stop him from getting up walking on the earth. He couldn't stop him from going and being seated at the right hand of God. And all of that, he raised you and I up together and made us sit together. So there's nothing wrong with your faith. How bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough to turn the TV off? Do you want it bad enough to push back the plate? How bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough to stop running over to John, Sue, and Sally? Listen to all that doubt and unbelief coming. How bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough to come to church constantly and consistently on Wednesday? This church, we used to have Sunday night service, but we only have what? Sunday morning and Wednesday night. You want it bad enough to be here? Do you want it bad enough when you get up in the morning and say, Lord, there's my Bible. What you want to say to me this morning? You know exactly what I need today, because all this is God talking, the part that, this Bible is God talking. If you want God to talk, open up the Bible and read it, okay? But how bad do you want it? That's the problem. Your heart will believe if you give it to it. I know I'm preaching good. Now watch this. Now look what it says, though. But look what it says. It said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was what? Set before him, despising, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is where? Set down at the right hand. Let's see. Let's look at something. This just kind of taking a side thought. Let me see, can I find it? 26:36. Is this what I'm looking for? Let me see. Let me make sure, because I didn't. Yeah, turn to 26:36. Let's read just a little bit. Matthew 26:36. Matthew Gospel 26:36. When you get it, say amen. Here's the point I want you to see. Despising the shame. That was some agony. That was shame. That was pain. Are you with me? When he was about to go into this, look what it says. Then cometh Jesus with them to a place called Gethsemane, and said unto his disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him who? Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be what? Sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul. Notice he didn't say anything about his spirit. My soul, my mind. My soul is what? Exceeding sorrowful. He knew he was going to die. Even unto death. Wow. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Watch what happened. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will. Notice he never said what he wanted. He said, not as I will, but as thy will. Not what I want,